Hey everyone, Tom and Bunny here, and I know we're getting ready to watch our next video, and if you find this video useful, or some of the videos in the past, please do us a favor by booking your travel through us at tomstrips.com, or give us a call at 1-800-285-0853, and I can answer any questions and get you booked on your next lifestyle vacation.
Hey everyone, we're Tom and Bunny from TomandBunny.com coming to you live from the Nashville area of Tennessee. And we were representing Tom's Trips, your leader in adult lifestyle travel to destinations all around the world and more by attending the Vibe Party in Murfreesboro, Tennessee this last weekend.
You know what? We haven't really been out very much besides going to Jamaica. And it was certainly great to get our feet wet and get in there and have fun again.
Yeah, because middle of April, mm-hmm. going on middle of April. And we have been at hedonism January, February, March, and we're going back next week. So it's kind of a nice change to get to a local place. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple more events that we're going to be going to that we'll talk about at the end of this video. So if you want to follow us, come out and join us. So we got the invite to be part of the Vibe Tribe while we were in hedonism for the Misno swimsuit.
And I think that we've actually probably found a home.
We did find a home. Now, we have been to Vibe one other time, and it was probably about 6 years ago, maybe five and a half years ago. When we first started with Tom's Trips, we went to a Halloween party at Vibe, and we were kind of busy the whole time, so we enjoyed ourselves, but not like this weekend.
Right. Now, we did have a lot of help.
Yeah, Mike and Denise.
They really pretty much held our hand and introduced us to everybody that they knew. Yeah. And so it was really, really good.
Mike and Denise have been hosting for Tom's Trips for 14 years, mm-hmm. Long before we started. Yeah. And they go to Trapeze Atlanta and they go to Vibe parties. They also go to a couple other ones, but those are the two that they're most well known at. And believe me, they have a great presence at Vibe. Everybody who was anybody, who wasn't anybody, who was somebody, they all knew Mike and Denise. And Mike and Denise personally brought them and introduced us. And that made our jobs a lot easier.
Well, and just it made the fact of getting to meet people a lot easier, too. It's always great when you have somebody that kind of helps you out a little bit.
Yep.
I mean, even as long as we've been in this life, it's great to have friends, to meet other friends.
Right. See, I say right a lot.
You do. Literally.
Literally.
So, no, now Vibe had a new location.
They did have a new location. Now, the ironic part is when me and Bunny were transporting RVs for a while when COVID hit and we had nothing better to do except try to make money, we would stay at the hotel that Vibe was hosting at. And we always thought while we were staying there, it wasn't a lot of people at the hotel.
No.
It's an older hotel, but it's big. It's huge. And we thought, man, what a great place to have a lifestyle event at.
And you know, I mentioned that to the owners of Vibe. I don't know if I can mention their names, but I did mention that to them. And she's like, you know, we've been trying to get this location for over 7 years.
What a great location.
Boy, and let me tell you, what a great way to blow it out. I mean, glow party?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it was a great, great weekend.
Yeah.
So, and you want real quick, you want to give their information for Vibe parties?
We had to restart the video. So, if you want to Google or research Vibe while you're watching our video or after, and I'm going to put their web address throughout the video and at the end of the video, it's partiesbyvibe.com. partiesbyvibe.com. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to us on a podcast, you're welcome to jump over to our YouTube channel. And if you're watching us on YouTube, you can listen to us on podcasts. We are Tom and Bunny everywhere on social media, Instagram and Twitter. So be sure to like and subscribe.
There. Now I won't make you start all over.
Thank you.
So, you know, the week, Vibe is a hotel takeover.
Yes.
And they do have their parties on Friday night and on Saturday night. So you're getting the most bang for your buck for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And Friday night started off with Spring Break. And Saturday night was Glow.
Two totally different vibes.
Yes.
You like how I threw that in there?
And they had two different DJs, one on Friday and one on Saturday. So the music kind of correlated with each one, too.
Yeah. So going with the Spring Breaker, now, me and Bunny, we like more of the top 40 music. Mm-hmm. And music that you hear on the radio or that you can bump around to. Friday night, the DJ had the dance floor packed, and he was playing all those cool songs that we used to play at our club.
Right. It was kind of like a big mix of what we used to play, and
yeah,
it was like threw a lot of memories.
Yeah, he was a phenomenal DJ. We were really, really, really impressed, and mm-hmm. just the dance floor never quit. And then the Spring Break party, everyone was kind of just wearing...
It was, they said, dress like you would if you were on Spring Break. So you had people in shorts
bikinis.
Thongs. What? So it was very, very simple and easy to wear. What did I wear? Oh, I have a little white outfit that I usually wear to Hito, and I actually pulled that one out and wore it.
It's a Victoria's Secret's like
it's actually a bathing suit cover,
but she looks naked under it, so, and she wasn't wearing a bathing
suit. I am naked under it.
Yeah, you weren't wearing a bathing suit under it.
So then there was a lot of people that are regulars there, and they all had their airbrushed t-shirts that said Spring Break 2024.
Yeah, there was a whole crew of those people. Mm-hmm. And they kept coming over, so that was really cool because I kept saying, yeah, you must all went to the same airbrusher.
But no, I was very, very impressed. Not only by the way the parties are ran, by the size of it, but just the people were just really super nice.
They were really, really, really nice.
They were very young.
Yeah, a lot more younger than us, but they still talk to us old people.
They did. Maybe they didn't think that we were so old.
Hopefully not. You kept asking me if you looked younger.
I was trying.
Then the nice thing about the location of the Vibe party is the proximity to restaurants, Ubers. Ubers mm-hmm. are in abundance. We went to a restaurant for brunch.
Mm-hmm, on Saturday.
And there was a restaurant in the parking lot. I don't want to give too much details because I'm not sure. People need to book to get the information. So I don't want to give away the dedicated location.
No, exactly not.
There's a Walmart right across the street. That pretty much everything you need. You can almost walk to if you really want to. Mm-hmm. We went to Walmart, and the next week ended up walking back.
Yeah. But no, and then let's talk about Saturday night, because Saturday night, glow parties are always my favorite.
We'll talk about Saturday day.
Oh, yes, Saturday day, and all the pool party that they did, and all the activities. Yes.
So our Miss No Swimsuit contestant, she took second place. Mm-hmm. Her and her husband hosted a pool party from 1 till, it was only supposed to be a couple hours, but I heard it went till 6 o'clock at night, and the party started at 8 o'clock at night. So the party got started a little later.
So I know that they did a wet t-shirt contest. I believe they did a wet underwear contest. Hey, you gotta let the guys get out there and...
Oh, it was guys. Oh, the girls never came. No, just kidding. It was packed.
It was very packed.
Yes.
It was very packed. But no, they did an amazing job doing their games and getting people involved.
Yeah.
So But I did see a couple on the wet t-shirt. Some of the people were like, just like, here, here's your shirt.
Oh, really? Guess,
oh, okay. But that's what happens when you're friends.
Yeah.
You kind of get voluntold. Voluntold.
Voluntold.
I don't know if they got voluntold. I was just watching from a distance, but it was fun to watch, definitely, for sure.
If you're wondering why Bunny keeps looking at me, if you're watching on YouTube, it's because I'm technically deaf, so I have to see people, but since she's this close, I can actually hear her.
So yeah, and typically when I talk to Tom, I'm always looking at his face so he can read my lips.
She likes my pretty face.
I do. He's very handsome. But no, now I want to talk about Saturday night, because Glow Party is my absolute favorite no matter where we go.
Glow Party is by far Bunny's ultimate favorite theme.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to dress to. The music is always pumping, so
yeah,
you
it's more upbeat, kind of techno-ish.
So now that DJ on Saturday night came in and he played all of the hottest house and dance music that you can imagine.
Yeah,
he had that place bumping.
Yeah, he was a really great DJ. I was gonna say good DJ. He was really a great DJ. Both DJs were awesome, and they both catered to two different types of genre. And we couldn't have been more happier.
Mm-mm, no, and don't forget, you know, they come in there and they take a hotel lobby area that's nothing.
It's a blank canvas.
And they make it into a nightclub for one weekend. And the glow stuff around it, they put up the black walls with glow paint on them. And heck, just the DJ
there
system
was an
alone.
Upstairs. Mm-hmm. What would it be called?
I don't even...
They had a shadow box up there. They had a dance pole up there. Down below, they had two dance poles. Then they had the big area that's looked like a rock concert with all the lighting and...
Their huge truss system. Their dance floor.
Then they had a cage.
Not only was the dance floor... like tiles that were stuck together, they were nice and soft.
Yes.
So when you were out there dancing, it wasn't like you were trying to like dance on a hard floor and slip everywhere. It
you
was
notice
really
I didn't say right.
It worked out perfectly well. But I will have to say that was probably by far the most black lights that I have ever seen at a glow party.
And that's what makes a glow party successful.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was glowing.
Yes.
Even if you wore pale colors, you were still glowing.
There were some awesome, awesome outfits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell you what, I was sitting back watching and I was just kind of cracking up and laughing because watching the crowd was reminded me so much of way back in our day when we would go to the... lifestyle conventions in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We were about that age, and man, we were up at like, well, we were up about 11 o'clock in the morning, and we were going until about 9 in the morning.
Right.
And that's what they were doing.
Get
they
a few
just
hours
had
sleep
a great time.
And start over again.
Now, you know what, though? What we didn't see, because unfortunately, we did go to bed a little bit early on Saturday night, they have an after-hours party, too. So up on that area where they had that...
I saw a DJ system.
They had a full DJ system up there. So when the party was done over here, the after-hours party took off.
Okay. Yeah, Mike was saying they'll go till 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a little beyond that now. But people always ask us age demographics. And I will say that... the general age was a younger crowd, probably in their mid-late 30-ish to 40-ish.
Maybe I'm thinking a little younger.
Well, no, I'm just talking in the meat and potatoes.
In the meat and potatoes, yes.
A lot of people were very physically fit, but they weren't arrogant physically fit. They were having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful people. There were people of all shapes and sizes, but the majority seemed to fit that... physically fit crowd.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the type of party you're looking for, that is the place to go to.
But you know what? There was, like Tom said, there is a whole...
Fit.
Oh, I'm far from physically fit. There was a whole mix of all kinds of different people. So if you're looking... there's something for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like I said, we just get asked because there are people that want to go to more of a fluffy club, and some people want to go to a very young club. Some people want to go to a physically fit, and there's nothing wrong with any of those, and there's nothing wrong with any of the clubs wanting to run a certain way.
No. But,
I mean, we want to put that out there. Our club that we used to run, we cater to everybody, and there were clubs a couple miles from us that catered to under 30 and physically fit, or you had to have a wallet to prove your worthiness. Mm-hmm. We never agreed with that back then, and we still personally don't. But like I say,
we can't now because we're beyond that.
But no, the vibe party was just, it was a fun experience
Let's put it this way. They're such a friendly group that not only, you know, we know quite a few of them from our Miss No Swimsuit contest in Jamaica.
Right.
And one of our other contestants from Trapeze was there. So they came in from Atlanta.
Yeah.
There was a couple there that came to Miss No Swimsuit and didn't know anybody. They kind of got adopted by the Vibe Tribe when we were in Jamaica. Yeah. And they flew all the way in from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yes.
And then I did see on Facebook that there was somebody else that came in from Houston.
Did you see the map? There were people from California. What they did was they took a map of the United States, and here we are, Tennessee, and they colored in all the states in blue, not being political, but who came to the Vibe Party this last weekend.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah, it's on there.
I did not see it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's actually kind of cool that they were listing where everyone came from.
But it was an amazing party, and we're definitely going to be back for sure.
Yeah, now, Vibe was talking to us. They used to do parties once a month, and they would put out that tickets are for sale. Kid you not, as fast as Garth Brooks, Taylor Swift, and all the big name artists, they would sell out in under 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whole entire hotels, people were sitting there like Ticketmaster, and like, click, 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 click.
And even overflows, yeah.
And, yeah, we had to stand the overflow the first time because we couldn't even get into the main hotel. Yes, you want to stay in the main hotel because you don't want to have to leave to go to another hotel, and most likely people aren't going to leave with you to go to another hotel.
No.
So you want to have a room at the host hotel so that way you could take your private party and go have some fun privately, then go back to the main party. Now, they do have a playroom there.
Mm-hmm.
Their playroom had a bondage area, had a lot of beds and a lot of apparatuses.
Right, but you also got to understand that every state is different on what they can allow in their playrooms. So everything is a little bit different in each state if you go to different hotel parties.
Yes. But, you know, sometimes in the hotel parties, the people will take people to their rooms because of more the accessibility right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's a lot more convenient.
And you got a shower.
Yeah. And how's the best way to get somebody in your room? Hey, you guys want a shot? Come on over.
That's what you used to say.
Of course. Of course. Now that we got you here.
So now Vibe does their party every couple months. And they were telling us that they were seeing a trend that when they were having a party, that people were booking so fast that the trend was they were spending too much money.
It can happen.
And they were about taking money. They're about making money. But they started doing their parties a little farther apart so people could recoup, because by the time you pay for the party, the hotel, the travel, the food, and everything, it can add up pretty fast.
And in some cases, babysitters.
Dog sitters.
Dog sitters.
We took Bama with us.
We did. I don't think she'll be going to the next one.
No.
It was a little too uncomfortable for her and
she was stuck behind the pillows. But yeah, it's very admirable. We really appreciate that. They're looking at the owner of Vibe. He's a mathematical genius. And he's looking at all the associated costs and everything, and he just didn't feel comfortable knowing that people were probably spending their last few dollars.
But, you know, I honestly think, too, when you have them every month, then it kind of gets mundane, and it gets to be the same thing and the same people. But I think when you have them only, you know, 5 or 6 or something a year, then it gets more excitement. You get more excitement built up, too.
I think so, too. Because when it's every single month... We ran a club for 20 years. We were open 5 nights a week. We could tell you we had a lot of new people, of course, but we could see the same people on each specific night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Saturday mm-hmm. was always the same group of people. And there's nothing wrong with that because it's like seeing your friends once a week.
Well, one of the funny stories that I always tell everybody is I bartended for 18 years back behind that bar. And we used to let the girls dance up on the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And I could tell you who had a birthmark, who had this, who had that, just because I seen the same thing every week.
I loved it when people would go, "Where's Tom?" And you'd be like, "Hold on, he'll be around in a minute because there's a new girl up on the bar." And here I come peeking around the corner. But, yeah, Parties by Vibe. Check them out. Definitely book. You want to book early and fast. You want to join their website.
You got to book like this.
Yeah. And in order to be on their website, you have to at least go to, I think it's 2 parties a year. Mm-hmm. Just to stay on their website.
Yes. Now, I think that they have one coming up in June, according to what Mike was saying. But I think we're even going to have a scheduling conflict with that one too. I think we're going to a wedding in Pennsylvania that weekend.
Yeah, we're pretty much booked every weekend.
But you might see us somewhere in the summertime out there for sure.
Now, the first weekend, if you want to know our kind of our schedule right now, first weekend of May, we're going to be in Las Vegas for the buyout, and it's a bi event, and it's for bi couples and singles, and we're going to be there representing Tom's Trips because Tom's Trips host the only bi week at Hedonism in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're only in April, and the event's not until October 5th. We only have, as of right now, how many rooms? Because it was
9.
9 rooms. I thought it was 8. So 9 rooms out of 289 rooms. So it's crazy how fast it's selling out. So we're going to be there representing for the 2025 bye week at Hedonism to let people know about it. And then when we come back, we're going to be home for a couple weeks, aren't we?
We are going to be home for a couple weeks in May, yes.
Okay, so, and then at the last weekend of May, we just put out a little video on it. We'll be at Sooner Swing with Justin and Kaylee with On the Border Lifestyle Group in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's otbls.com. If you want to check out On the Border Lifestyle and book Sooner Swing and come visit with us the end of May.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be home all of July. I don't know how the heck worked.
But you just bypassed June.
I did bypass June, didn't I? We're not going to be home much in June.
June, the first weekend of June.
First weekend in June is we're going to be at a wedding in Pennsylvania.
Yes, we're going to be our entertainers and... You already said their name, Beth and Kyle. He's a singer, saxophonist, and she is the cutest girl. They're going to get married. They've been together
17 years.
17 years, and they're going to finally do it. And we got invited, so we're going to go down there, and we're going to stop in at the Corral
mm-hmm.
that Friday night.
Yep, I think that's June 7th, I think it's that Friday night. Okay. We're going to be at the Corral.
And that's Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, and that's thecorral.com if you want to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second week of June.
We're June 15th through the 22nd. We're going to be back at Hedonism.
Okay, that's for Cassidy Crush.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then when are we in Michigan for... That's well, August.
Yeah, so that's what you're saying.
Oh, I kept thinking that was June.
No, no, no. So all of July we're going to be home. I don't know how that ever worked out, but it will be. Will be nice. Now, yes.
If they want to go to Cassidy Crush with us in June, are there still
no,
rooms?
No, we're sold out.
Oh, my God, they're sold out.
But we do have North Haven. I believe it is the first weekend in August.
Yes, and that's in Brooklyn, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's. I always say North Haven Resort in Brooklyn, Michigan. There is a North Haven something else. I think it's a golf course or something else. Don't mistake it. When you Google, type in North Haven, Brooklyn, Michigan, and you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a clothing optional nudist
campground
if you with want a lot it, of parties even, going on.
I don't know if you can call it a campground.
It's not. It's an upscale.
So nice.
It's totally upscale.
It's so nice.
So
we're going to be there. I believe it is the first weekend in August, and it is for their Taste of Hito weekend.
Okay, so we'll be representing Tom's yes, Trips for that.
We will be. Then at the end of August, we actually get our own little vacation, and we are going to the Great Smoky Jeep Invasion.
Oh, yeah. And we'll be in Pigeon Forge, but it's Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. And last year, 20,000 Jeeps signed up, 50,000 showed up.
Mm.
So Bunny has our hotel already.
We are ready. I'm ready to roll on that one.
Yeah.
And then September 7th, we will be back at the Corral in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
For the crowning of their Ms. Corral, who will represent them next year at Ms. No Swimsuit.
Yep. And then the end of September, we don't have anything else, right?
No.
Okay. So the end of September, we'll be back at Hedonism for our Sunny Buns.
Mm-hmm.
There are rooms for that.
We do. September
28th through the October 5th?
Yes, September 28th to October 5th. I do have rooms available for Sunny Buns.
So if you want to go with us to Hedonism in the end of September, early October, and it's great weather, phone number's right down. Wait, right over here. I always mess that up. 800-285-0853. Or go to tomstrips.com. You could see all of our group trips. And then we go straight into October 5th to the 12th, our bye week.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, 9 rooms left for that one.
9 rooms. So if you are a bi couple, unfortunately, the single rooms are not available because we only sell 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they have to be double occupancy. So it could be a couple, 2 guys, 2 girls. But it has to be 2 people to the room. There are only 9 rooms left, and they are the cheapest rooms available.
Yes,
meaning
they are.
Price-wise. And they are Garden View regulars.
Yes. They start at, they are at $245 a night per person based on double occupancy.
Yeah, so if you want to go to that, definitely book. It is a crazy week.
And that's October 5th through the 12th, 2024.
Yeah, because we haven't released 2025 yet, because we got to get through 2024.
Yes.
And I think we're pretty much unoccupied through the rest of the year so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I couldn't live the life of a rock star.
You do.
I'm not as busy.
No.
And they get paid.
They get paid. I mean, we get paid.
We get paid. We don't get paid millions and billions.
No. We love our jobs.
We do love our jobs.
Yep.
The joke of that is people will say to us, oh my gosh, you're YouTube famous. And Tom's like, no, famous people make.
Oh, no, you're celebrities.
You're celebrities. No, celebrities make money.
Yeah, we're not celebrities.
We're just YouTube junkies.
We just like to have fun on camera.
We just like to talk.
A different kind of fun.
Yes. Yep. Yes. All right. So I think that we're pretty much done with what we did this weekend.
Yep. So again, check out partiesbyvibe.com, and they have a Facebook group. You can only get in it if you go to their parties and you are registered on their actual website, because their website's a social media website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way you can book their events. So definitely check them out. And we will let you know when the next vibe party will be at. But we're excited to be part of the vibe tribe.
Exactly. Good. It's good to find a home again.
Yes.
So that being said, I guess we'll see you guys soon.
We'll see you soon.